The 4th annual Independence Day Festival is this Saturday along Gay Street and Pearl Alley in downtown Columbus, and I am here with the captain of the ship, as I can say, Jacob Wooten.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how's it going?
That's great.
Great, so...
For a big day.
Yeah. The 4th annual Independence Day is this Saturday, ENTS. And tell me more about what Independence Day is for someone who might confuse it with the 4th of July.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people make that mix up the first time they hear the name. Independence Day is more celebrating independent business, art, music, and everything Columbus that makes this city so unique and special. It started 4 years ago off of a bar napkin, essentially, and it got a lot of buzz and grew into what some people claim their favorite event of the year. This year we have a lot of additions. Just like every year, we bring a little bit more in. We're really excited to have a kids world going on this year, which is making Independence Day more family oriented. We're still gonna have beer and bands and, you know, art, but we want to make sure that we're exposing the younger kids around Columbus with all this great art and music. So it's gonna be a good day.
So what is the kids world exactly?
The kids world is going to be on Gay Street, right by Sugar Daddy's, and they're gonna do short things about teaching kids how to start their own business using like a lemonade stand, for instance. There's gonna be a musical level of interaction and artistic level as well. They have a few other surprises planned. I don't want to give away the whole spiel for what we're doing yet. You know, you got to come and kind of find out for yourself. But it's just kind of preparing kids for the future and giving them something fun and educational at the same time.
So, what makes this festival different and unique from other festivals in Columbus?
All the festivals in Columbus, I think, have their own things to really make it so special. One thing that I noticed with Independence Day that I don't know how other festivals like ComFest or Hot Times or Go West, I don't really know how those operate internally, but with Independence Day, what's really cool is it's a constant changing cast of organizers and board members. You've been heavily involved in the past, you always are welcome back, and we still include a lot of those big hitters from the past on all of our meetings and conversations about future plans, but it just keeps it fresh, you know. Like last year I just ran one stage, not even the whole music department, and this year I'm kind of doing a little bit of music, a little bit of street fair, and I'm overseeing everything that's just kind of to put that fresh touch to the festival each year.
Now, part of the street fair is the Craft Alley. What is that exactly?
Craft Alley is more of the artist and, you know, crafts. It's pretty self-explanatory, actually, in the name. So we're like, part of the street fair that is ran by the SBB is more like small businesses, like Evolved, or different nonprofits like the Columbus Youth Guild or CD 101. They're on the Pearl Alley portion of the Crafts and Street Fair, and then Lynn Alley between 3rd and Pearl, that's where you're going to find more of smaller vendors like Holy Craft and Thought Co. and Make Believe Monsters set up. So that's the Craft Alley for you. We'll also have the Yardless Sale going on again, and there's music in that alley as well.
So the unique thing about this festival is that there are not one, not two, but this year there are 5 different stages in this area of, I mean, in the area of the festival, and featuring local artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year we did 4 stages. This year we're adding a 5th one, and it's going to be put on by Coco Lupe. and it's going to be the Dance in Columbus stage. So it's going to be across the way from the Woodland stage, which is at Lennon High. And when the bands stop on the Woodland stage, you can turn around to watch the Dance in Columbus stage, where we'll have different dance groups performing all day from noon until 8 p.m. And then the Lynn Alley stage at Lynn and 3rd, which this year is put on by the CID, they are going to be going from noon to 8 as well. And then our two main stages, which is the GCAC stage and the Athens Business Remix stage, those are going from noon until 11 or 11:30. So it's going to be a very full day. It's going to be hard to catch everything that we have in store for you.
Yeah, and besides the list of bands, like, what other acts could appear at Independence Day?
We have one very familiar act that's going to appear, not on stage. I can't really tell you when or where, but it's going to be one of those things that makes everyone kind of turn their head. And, you know, it'll be fun. I don't want to spill all the beans yet. Just stick around all day and you'll definitely see it.
So where can someone find out more information about the festival at?
We have a website, thisisindependent.com. We have the schedule on there, who's involved. Most importantly, you can get on the website and get involved with Independence Day. We still need some help with some volunteer shifts. Aaron Corrigan has been doing a great job so far getting people committed to come out and serve drinks or watch parking or help pick up trash. But definitely anyone interested should go to the website and get involved. It's a very cool event. And I think it's the funnest thing I've volunteered at so far as Columbus events go.
Yeah, this is Independence Day this Saturday. Thank you for sitting down.
My pleasure.
All right. For more information, go to thisisindependent.com.